Well, today is the feast day of the great St. Lawrence, one of the early deacons of the church. As you know, in the Acts of the apostles realized that as priests, they were very busy in preaching the word of God, but there were also many other duties that the Christians needed to have done, namely helping to feed the poor and all the countless baptisms and many other kinds of works of charity, helping orphans and widows and the like. And so in the Acts of the Apostles, they prayed and they chose seven men and named them deacons. And deacons assist the priests. They're ordained, receive the sacrament of holy orders. They can help with preaching and baptism and things like that. They cannot, of course, say Mass, hear confessions, or anoint the sick. Well, there was a tradition that there would be seven deacons in Rome that would assist the Pope. And in the early 200s, one of these deacons was St. Lawrence, who we celebrate today on August 10th. He was certainly one of the most famous of all the martyrs of the early church. His main job was to distribute the temporal goods of the church, to distribute alms to the poor, and to help out with the needy. Well, in the year 257, the Emperor Valerian began a bitter persecution against the Christians. He arrested Pope Sixtus II and four deacons while they were saying Mass in the catacombs and put them to death. And a few days later, St. Lawrence was arrested as well. Now, this emperor knew that St. Lawrence was in charge of distributing money to the poor, and so he told him to gather up all the treasures of the church, all the sacred vessels, and all of the wealth of the church, and to bring it to him. And what we see here, we get a glimpse of the great spirit of St. Lawrence, his fearlessness, his courage. He told the prefect of Rome, he says, I need 3 days to do this. It's going to take a while to gather up all the treasures of the church. And so 3 days later, St. Lawrence shows up on the doorstep with all of the poor, the blind, the lame, the crippled, all the orphans, and he puts them outside and he says, Prefect, I've brought you all the treasures of the church. Come out and see them. And so the prefect came out and saw these, the poor and the needy and the blind and the lame. And Lawrence says, behold, these are the treasures of the church. Now, of course, the prefect was furious and ordered St. Lawrence to be put to death. What's interesting, though, is aren't those people the treasures of the church? Because they are sacred vessels of Christ. The poor, the needy, the suffering. These really are the greatest treasures we have in the church. Those of you who visit our shut-ins, our homebound people know and realize that these are our saints. These are our greatest people of the church because they are suffering. Jesus is living within them. They're suffering, and many of them are on their deathbed. And they are our treasures. They're sacred, chosen vessels of God. Even though their bodies are weakening, their spirits are strong, and they're growing in grace and holiness. Well, St. Lawrence was arrested, and he was ordered to have a slow and painful death, being roasted alive on the gridiron. And again, we get a glimpse of St. Lawrence's spirit, his great zeal for souls, and his great sense of humor. Because a few hours after this began, he's told the executioner, turn me over, I'm done on one side. And that St. Ambrose and St. Prudentius, who lived just after him, did record these words. So it's not just a legend, these things actually happen. And we see the spirit of St. Lawrence. So we celebrate his martyrdom today on August 10th. I'll now give you a blessing with the relic of St. Lawrence. You can venerate it after Mass. And I think really, his two great virtues were his fearlessness, his courage in the face of trial, tribulation, and suffering, but also the fact that he had such great sense of humor and such great joy that he bore his suffering so well. What a great lesson that is for all those who suffer. The intercession of St. Lawrence, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.